From Hollywood, California, we present Gene Herschold in a new Dr. Christian story called Prelude to Thanksgiving. Presented for your enjoyment by the Cheesebro Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline, and producers of Vaseline Petroleum Jelly, Vaseline Hair Tonic, and other famous Vaseline specialties. Do you know that any woman can give her hair a real oil treatment for only a few pennies? Now, here's what you do. Massage Vaseline Hair Tonic generously on your scalp. Then, with your scalp feeling tingly and well-stimulated, wring a towel out of hot water and wrap it around your head. Keep this steaming up for several minutes, and then shampoo your hair. You'll really be amazed when you see how soft and lustrous your hair looks. No matter how dry your scalp has been, how dry or brittle your hair, you'll find it looks and feels better after a Vaseline Hair Tonic treatment. Vaseline Hair Tonic contains absolutely no drying ingredients. It helps the natural oils of the scalp keep your hair healthy looking and easy to manage. You'll find Vaseline Hair Tonic economical, too. Only 40 cents for a generous shaker top bottle and only 70 cents for the large economy size. Now let us set the stage for tonight's Dr. Christian drama, which is called Prelude to Thanksgiving. Among Dr. Christian's favorite patients in River's End are the members of the Gardner family, Kathy, an energetic and attractive young matron, and her daughter, Catherine Ann, who dubbed herself Tanny at the age of 18 months and has been called that ever since. The cast in the play includes Janet Russell in the role of Tanny, Gloria Holden as Kathy, Edwin Mills as Randy, Eugene Dorian as Bud Collins, and, of course, Rosemary DeCamp in the role of Judy Price, the doctor's secretary. As the curtain rises, we find Dr. Christian in his office, adjusting a bandage and protesting vigorously.
Tanny, listen, I can't put a bandage on this ankle if you keep moving your foot around like that.
Oh, my foot's going to be all right. Mother wouldn't have thought anything about it if I'd turned it any way but trying to chin myself on the cherry tree with the boys. I beat them all, though.
But your mother didn't like you doing it?
No. She didn't say much, but Mother's an open book to me, Dr. Christian. I always know exactly what she thinks I should do and what she thinks about me when I don't do it.
Well, why don't you try doing it once in a while? You're fond of your mother, aren't you, Tanny?
I love her, Dr. Christian. I just about die for Mom. You know that. But she's so old-fashioned.
Old-fashioned?
Dr. Christian, she's living in the past, practically in the Dark Ages.
Well, I've probably been so busy I just hadn't noticed. There isn't any movement on foot that you know of to have old parents put in a lethal chamber, say about 30, is there? After they have outlived their usefulness, I mean.
Are you making fun of me? Because if you are...
Oh, no, not at all, Tanny. Well, you just told me of certain revolutionary changes, which I'm afraid in my absent-minded way I hadn't noticed. I'm only trying to get your point of view. Unless you feel I'm too old even to get it.
No, you're different. That's one of the nicest things about you, Dr. Christian. You never seem to be any special age. I can talk to you just the way I can to Randy.
Randy?
You know Randy, Randolph Billings.
Oh, yes, of course, yes. I know him very well. He used to suck all the paint off his toy soldiers. And I had to go up there every week or so and give him a pill. He'd frighten his mother out of her wits. I finally sent him a set of unpainted soldiers, and we all got more sleep.
How revolting.
Revolting?
Thinking of Randy as a toy-sucking baby.
Well, most of us were, one time or another. So you think Randy and I are on about the same intellectual level, do you?
Well, you both have the same sort of attitude toward things. Nice and more practical.
Do you think your mother's too idealistic?
Heavens, yes. Listen, Dr. Christian. Mother sent me down here to have you look at my ankle. But I'll bet what she really hoped was that you'd give me a good talking to.
What about?
She thinks you're a profound influence in my life and that I'll do anything you say. I can't sit around all day all dressed up. I'll never go in for the things Mother wants, Dr. Christian.
You're sure?
Positive. I like to play games and swim and I'd rather be with boys than girls because they're better sports. Really good eggs like Randy. But I can't be big-eyed and romantic and ladylike. The way I feel, all that sentimental stuff belongs to the days of hoop skirts.
What? Hoop skirts?
Oh, you know what I mean. It's old hat, Doctor. Honest, it isn't. It is. The way Mother expects me to sit with my hands folded when the boys come to call.
What do you do, Tanny?
Well, Randy's learning to play the trap. And sometimes he brings his drums over and teaches me. And last night, the fellows all helped me finish building a kennel for Bing. If it's afternoon, why, sometimes they have football practice, and they let me play, too.
It all sounds very active.
Hasn't Mother told you all this? I'll bet she has. I know just how she'd say it. I don't want to restrict Catherine Ann too much, but she's getting older and I can't have her running wild. You always had so much influence with her, Dr. Christian. You talk to her.
Well, as a matter of fact, Annie, you're wrong.
I couldn't be.
Well, this time you are. Your mother hasn't mentioned your conduct to me except to say that if I explained to you what was the matter with your complexion, you might stop eating so much candy.
My complexion? What's wrong with my complexion?
Well...
Oh, a little bump or two. I can't be worried. Dr. Christian, listen, I...
What is it, Annie?
I've got the most marvelous idea. You talk to Mother for me, won't you? You tell her nobody nowadays does the thing she did when she was 15.
I don't know what I can say, but...
Of course you can. Try and make Mom see that I don't need to have my hair waved and that it's just a waste of money for me to have manicures. I just bite my nails anyway. Dr. Christian, it's for my life's happiness. I can't go on through all my existence fighting for my individuality. Oh, gee, I've got to go now. I've got a date to watch football practice. Dr. Christian, you will try to make Mom see reason, won't you?
What is it you want me to do, Tanny?
I want you to make her see I've got to live my own life. I want her to realize that I'm an adult. Oh, Judy.
You asked me to let you know when it was 4:00.
Is it 4 already?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, I've got a rush. You will talk to Mother, won't you, Dr. Christian? You'll make her understand that this is 1939 and nobody bothers anymore about being ladylike and romantic.
But, Tanny, wait,
She'll believe it if you tell her. Oh, Dr. Christian, I know I can trust you. Heaven's on this sea, Randy, seeing Randy try those new plays. Bye!
Well.
Modern youth too much for you, Dr. Christian?
Yeah, it leaves me a little breathless.
Tanny was very serious. She told me while she was waiting for you to come in that she had a very important request to make of you.
I take it she feels she's living a little in advance of her time.
Mm.
Just what was it you gathered specifically that she wanted me to do about her mother, Judy?
Well, she told me she hoped you could persuade her mother to stop being so quaint.
Quaint?
Mm-hmm.
Quaint?
Yeah.
Kathy Gardner Quaint. Kathy, my dear, until I talk to your daughter, I always consider you one of the most progressive young women in River's End. How in the world did you ever fall into this slow, senile decay?
I haven't the least idea. Only a few months ago, Tanny thought everything I said was wisdom from heaven. She's always been so reasonable and open to suggestion, and then all at once...
Ha-ha, came the revolution.
Came the revolution. Her father overnight degenerated into a lovable old fogey, and her mother a relic fit for a museum. Life has passed us by, Dr. Christian, and so is Tanny.
Oh, you seem remarkably cheerful about it.
I am. I so well remember when I felt the same way about my own mother. She took it very well. She seemed to consider it a sort of adolescent measles. Tanny asked you to talk to me, didn't she?
Well, to tell you the truth, he had the same suspicion about you.
Well, it's a good idea. She thinks you're wonderful. And she might listen to you when she turns a deaf ear on the old folks at home.
Oh, well... I don't believe that at the moment she'd be much impressed, even by my sage counsel and advice.
Oh, maybe not. I guess it's just a matter for endurance. But you do agree with me, don't you, Dr. Paul, that this is only a phase, that she's going to outgrow it?
Oh, I'm sure of it.
Oh, such a relief. To have Tanny go on through the years considering herself the offspring of superannuated and slightly feeble-minded parents. My last imbecility was to refuse to let her ride to Northport on a motorbike with a Collins boy. Well, we breakfasted in dignified silence, and she didn't come home for lunch.
The Collins boy? I thought it was Randy Billings.
No, I think it is Randy, but she scorns sentiment and insists she's quite impartial. Well, I quite approve of that part of her attitude. It's just that she's such a... Oh, in my mid-Victorian way, I was about to call her a tomboy.
Well, you better not let her hear you say...
No.
Well... I've got to be going.
Oh, I'm glad I had this chance to talk with you. Would you use your influence with Tanny?
Well, I'll do what I can.
Oh, thank you a lot. I do worry. Well, now stop in and see an old lady now and then, won't you?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello, Dr. Christian.
Why, hello, Tanny. Just getting home from school?
Yes, and I've got to go right back. I forgot my history notebook.
Oh, well, get in the car and I'll drop you. I'm going that way.
Oh, grand. Thanks. What were you doing at our house?
I stopped to see your mother about some of my clinic cases. She's doing some visiting for me.
Did you talk to her about her attitude?
Well, I mentioned it, but you have to take such things slowly, you know. How's everything going at school?
We had a perfectly foul examination in algebra this morning, so I probably flunked.
Did you?
Well, I'm afraid I did. Mother says if I didn't spend all my afternoon study periods watching football practice, I'd have better marks.
Well, I can see it might interfere. Randy Billings is on the team this year, isn't he?
Oh, yes. Well, he practically is the team.
Yes, he's quite a star.
Just wait till you see what he does at the Thanksgiving game. Everybody's crazy about him. And the fuss people make over anybody who scores a touchdown.
No, you mustn't begrudge your hero his public, Tanny.
You ought to see the way the girls at school hang around him. And they have regular fights about who gets to sit the row in back of him at assembly.
That's enough to turn any man's head.
Jean West is the worst.
Who is Jean West?
She's a new girl here. I think she's a drip. She does her hair in little curls all over her head, uses bright red fingernail polish and lipstick. That is, outside of school. They make her take it off for class.
Oh, I imagine so.
But she puts it on afterwards. She's a hunter.
A hunter?
Yes, after the men.
Oh, what we used to call boy crazy, I guess.
Probably. She likes Randy awfully well.
Does she?
Of course, Randy doesn't care anything about her. Randy likes girls who are regular, not the dizzy, dolled-up type.
I see.
He says the clingy stuff is just silly. He's always laughing at the boys who fall for it. Randy likes me because I'm just one of the fellas. I can do some things that even fellas won't try, like climbing Dead Man's Rock. You know, it's sort of funny. Randy agreeing with Mom this morning.
What did you agree with her about?
About my riding around on Jim Collins' motorbike with him. Mom said I couldn't do it anymore, and when I told Randy, he said she was right.
Oh. Did he say why?
He said it was rough stuff. He said for me not to dare do it anymore.
Well, maybe he...
Stop here, Dr. Christian. I'll cut across the lawn. Football practice must be about over. Look at all the cars waiting.
Yes, here come some of the boys now.
Oh, there's Randy. I'll get him to wait and walk home with me. He'll be surprised to see me here. Yoo-hoo, Randy!
Well, he doesn't hear you.
Randy! Randy! Going the other way. Oh, dear. He seems to be looking for someone.
Yeah, the people in that green car, I think. They're waving at him.
Yes, that's Carol Moore's car. She and Dan Harvey are in the front seat. There's some girl in back. Look, Dr. Christian, Randy's getting in with him. He's getting in the back seat.
Who's the girl in the back seat, Tanny? Anyone you know?
Yes. Yes, I know her all right. I'd know that hair anywhere. That's Jean West.
And the curtain comes down for a brief intermission in our Dr. Christian story starring Jean Hersholt. It's an intermission just long enough for me to present the testimony of another of our good customers.
I'm the mother of a 12-year-old boy who just loves to play football. And quite frequently he comes home with scratches, small cuts, or bad bruises. But I never worry. I just reach for the Vaseline jelly and take care of these minor injuries in no time. In our home, Vaseline jelly has always been a standby. For one thing, after doing the dishes, I always rub it on my hands. If I do say so myself, after 14 years, my hands still look like a bride's, thanks to Vaseline jelly.
Vaseline jelly is an important household remedy in over 90% of all American homes. It has attained this amazing record because it does these three important things. First, Vaseline jelly forms a protective film that helps keep out infection when the skin is broken. Second, it soothes irritation and promotes rapid healing. And third, it softens and lubricates the skin by supplementing the natural body oils. Be sure you have a good supply on hand. Vaseline jelly costs only 10 cents anywhere. return now to the second act of Prelude to Thanksgiving. The scene is the laundry of the Gardner home, where Tanny is vigorously giving her dog a bath.
I know you don't like this old fellow, but... Ooh, hold still. Let me dry you good and hot, dry. Come on. Oh, you're so beautiful and clean.
Tanny! Tanny! Oh, here you are. Randy's in the living room, dear. He wants to see you.
He probably just stopped by to ask me to go to the Thanksgiving dance. It's about time. Oh, the dance is going to be marvelous. They're going to give out the football letters and everything.
Well, whatever, Randy is, you kept him waiting long enough, dear.
All right. There, Bing, you old silly. I guess you're dry. Now, don't you dare run right out and roll in the dirt. Kind of watch him, will you, Mom, till I get back?
All right, come here, old fellow.
Hello, Tanny.
Hi, want to see me?
Yes, I did. That is, well, I was just going by and I thought...
I was washing Bing.
Oh, if you're busy.
Oh, I'm all through now.
I can't stay but a minute. I gotta go on down to Tad Brown's house. Today's initiation.
Initiation?
Sure. Fraternity initiation, you know. They work on us all day. After tonight, I'll be a full-fledged Omega Tau.
Oh, that'll be wonderful.
I'll have my pin tomorrow. Tanny.
Yes?
Tanny, there's something I feel I ought to tell you about. Sort of explain.
Explain?
Yeah. It's a sort of a crazy mix-up. It's about the Thanksgiving football dance.
I wondered when you were going to get around to asking me. I had a bid last night from Bud Collins, and I told him I was already invited.
You shouldn't have.
I wish you wouldn't wait like this. You'd ask me right off as soon as you knew there was going to be a dance.
Yeah, that's what I ought to do, but then things like this wouldn't happen.
No. Things like what?
Like my having to go with somebody else.
Somebody else?
Honest, Tanny, I don't know how it ever happened. We were just talking about the dance, nothing special, and I said how swell it was going to be to break training after the game Thanksgiving and go to the dance and get the letters and all, and first thing I knew, she was saying how nice it was of me to ask her. And then she...
Who's she?
Jean. Jean West. And then...
And you asked Jean West to go to the Thanksgiving dance?
That's what I'm trying to tell you about. I didn't ask her. She just accepted and...
And you're going to take her?
Well, I don't know how to get out of it. Tanny, you understand, don't you? You won't be mad?
Mad? Oh, no. No, I won't be mad. Why should I be mad?
Well, I was afraid...
No, you want to take Jean West to the dance? What business is it of mine?
But it is your business. You and I...
You and I are just friends. I haven't got any strings tied to you. You've got every right in the world to take any girl you want to.
Tanny, listen, I... What's that?
It's Bud Collins. He's calling for me.
Calling for you?
Yes. Yes, we've got a date. He's going to take me for a ride on his motorbike.
You said your mother wouldn't let you go.
She changed her mind.
Well, I didn't change my mind. You can't go tearing around on that bike with Bud Collins.
And why not?
I don't want you to, that's why. It's tomboyish.
You used to like to have me do tomboy things.
Well, I don't want you to do this.
I'm going to do it right now, and I'd like to see anybody stop me.
I'll stop you.
How?
I forbid it. You're my girl, Tanny.
Sorry, I've got to be going. Bye, Randy.
Wait. Tanny, don't you dare go.
Hi, Bud, I'm coming.
Hello, Tan. I just dropped around.
To take me for the ride you promised me?
Why, yes, if you can go. I thought you
Let's
said...
Let's start. Quick. Tell me, how do I sit? Like this?
Yeah. Hold on tight. Sure you want to go now.
Tanny!
Here comes Randy Billings. Is he at your house?
Don't wait for him. Don't wait. Start the motor, Bud. Quick.
All right, if you say so.
Oh!
Hold tight. Here we go.
Tanny, stop!
Bye, Randy!
Bud, look out! Look out for the truck!
Hey, mister, where you going?
Bud!
Judy, I feel awful. I feel as if it was all my fault.
Well, how could it be your fault, Randy? It wasn't your motorbike.
I know, but she was riding on it just because I told her not to. And then just as they were starting off, the truck came around the corner and skidded.
I know.
And everybody came running out. And I tried to pick Tanny up. And they told me not to touch her till Dr. Christian came.
Oh, he got there as quick as he could.
Judy, how bad she hurt, really. Dr. Christian wouldn't tell me a thing for sure yesterday, and when I called his office this morning, he said he still didn't know.
Well, he's examining her again now. In cases like this, you You can't always tell at first, you know. Her arm's broken, and, well, there may be internal injuries.
Gee.
You've just got to be brave about it, Randy. She'll be all right. She just got to be.
If she is, I'll devote the rest of my life to making it up to her.
Making what up, Randy?
Oh, everything. You know, Judy, Tanny and I have been kind of buddies ever since we were little. And we always sort of took each other for granted. Then, well, a few weeks ago, she told me her mother thought she was too much of a tomboy, that she thought she ought to begin to grow up.
Yes, I believe she did feel that way.
And she asked me what I thought. First, I laughed at her, and then I began hearing things that other girls said.
Jean West, for instance?
How did you know that was who it was?
Oh, I guessed.
Jean sort of laughed at Tanny, called her my glamour girl, and then giggled.
Oh.
Oh, it made me awfully mad. But I could see what she meant. Tanny never wears lipstick or makeup like lots of the girls.
And so you told Tanny you found her a little tomboyish, too, hmm?
Not exactly, but, well, anyhow, she began not liking Jean.
Oh.
And then, when I told her about the Thanksgiving dance and that I was taking Jean...
She went off with Bud. Was that it?
Yes, that was it.
Aw, the poor baby.
So you see, it was my fault. And I've got to make it up to her. It's funny how you go along, knowing a girl for years and never really looking at her at all. And then, all of a sudden, someday, something happens and you wake up. I never appreciated Tanny before, Judy. But I think she's the prettiest girl in high school and the nicest.
There's Dr. Christian now and Mrs. Gardner.
Oh, the nurse is taking care of her, Kathy. You go and get some sleep. You've been up all night.
Oh, I'm all right. How is she, Dr. Christian?
Is there anything dangerous?
Not a thing that I could discover. She's got a lot of bruises besides the broken arm, but nothing that won't heal up very quickly.
Oh, thank heaven.
Hallelujah. Dr. Christian, Tanny won't possibly be up for Thanksgiving, will she? So she could go and watch the game, I mean?
Tanny will spend her Thanksgiving right in bed, with lots to be thankful for.
You can come in and have turkey with her if you like after the game, Randy.
Can I? Gee, thanks. I'd like to. Dr. Christian, I don't suppose I could go in now, just for a minute, just to tell Tanny I'm glad she's better?
Yes, I think you could. In fact, when the nurse mentioned you out here, Tanny made me promise to let her see you.
Did she really? Can I go in right now?
Just for a little while, Randy.
All right.
Well, I'd better get back to the office. I'm so glad everything's going to be all right, Mrs. Gardner.
Oh, thank you, Judy.
I'll see you after a while, Dr. Christian.
Yes, I'll be along just a few minutes. Tanny's a very sober young lady, Cathy.
Yes. Perhaps I've lost my tomboy. Oh, Dr. Christian, if anything terrible had happened to her,
Well, nothing did. She's going to be all right.
Yes.
Only older. She almost had a heart broken, you know, as well as her arm.
You think she and Randy...
Yes. Doctor's instinct for diagnosis. I had quite a talk with her, Caddy. I think you will find she's grown up a little.
Oh, I don't seem to care whether she grows up or not. If she's going to be well, that's all.
I shouldn't be surprised if she began to treat you like a human being again soon. She may even ask you for advice.
Oh, Dr. Christian, I've got so much to be thankful for. I don't insist on everything.
Maybe not, but I think you're going to get it. Happy Thanksgiving, Kathy.
Honestly, Mom, did Dr. Christian say I could have company for Thanksgiving dinner?
Well, he said Randy could come in and eat turkey with you if you kept very quiet.
Oh, that'll be fun. He wants to come and sit with me instead of going to the dance. What are you smiling about?
I was just thinking you looked very attractive in my best bed jacket.
You don't mind, do you? I told the nurse where it was.
No, I don't mind at all. It makes a splendid background.
Background? Oh, you mean for...
Yes.
For the fraternity pin.
Mm-hmm.
It's Randy's.
I suspected as much.
He got it last night. I'm the first girl he's ever given it to.
Really?
Well, I mean, he says I'm the only one. Moms, I guess I need your advice about things.
Do you, darling? Well, I'll be glad to help you if I can. What do you want to know?
Well, Moms, when a boy says he likes you better than anyone else in the world, and
And it hurts here. And you feel sort of faint and dizzy. Does that mean that you're in love?
And so we leave Tanny and her palpitations of the heart. And now I have a word about the products that make the program possible, and then Jean Hersholt will tell you something about next week's story. Mothers write in to tell us that one of the most versatile, most economical products in their medicine cabinets is Vaseline Jelly. For over three generations now, Vaseline Jelly has been used to protect and help heal minor burns, cuts, scratches, chafing, chapping, and the countless other minor injuries and irritations of the skin. So soothing and healing that it has been made the base of several specialty products, such as Vaseline Borated Jelly, Vaseline Carbolated Jelly, Vaseline Lip Ice, and Vaseline Camphor Ice. Ask your druggist about their special uses. But whether you're buying plain Vaseline Jelly or any of the Vaseline specialties, be sure the trademark Vaseline is on the jar or tube. That trademark is your guarantee of the utmost in purity. And now, here he is, our star, Jean Hersholt, as the popular doctor of River's End. Dr. Christian, what's next week's story like?
Well, next week I plan to tell you about old Mr. Holly. He's our local music teacher, and the story of his various pupils, from a world-famous violinist to Martha Browning, who will never learn that she can't sing a note, makes a very amusing play. I know you'll enjoy it, so until next Wednesday evening at this same hour, I'll say good night.
Don't fail to see the new Jean Hersholt picture, Meet Dr. Christian, when it comes to your local theater. This is the first of a new series of RKO radio pictures based on the Dr. Christian radio program and starring Jean Hersholt in his most famous role. This is Arthur Gilmore speaking and bidding you all good night for Vaseline Preparations. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.